Big Hut after a win.
What about them boys?
The Dallas Cowboys, that is.
What's happening over what just happened on that side? Did he just spill everywhere?
We both cracked these things if we got them, and they went all over the place. And we weren't even recording. We weren't even on the angle where it was just.
You missed it? You were on me dancing?
I don't know what I was on because I was dealing with my own.
I can't see what's happening over there. All I could see was AJ kind of like do like a contort.
Literally, it's all over.
What'd you get? Was it beer?
Yeah.
Beer everywhere.
Oh, Corona beer.
You guys are so. You got. Oh, yeah. You guys. How many. Okay.
This
one.
Is...
How many drinks did you guys have as we were watching the game? Two. How much weed did you smoke?
Okay. So AJ obviously
smoked more weed than I drank beer.
Yep.
That's for certain. This is just a shoot.
Here, I got something.
This is awesome.
Just sit down and just talk.
Just
unfortunate.
I don't even know what to say. Well, hey, anyone, this is the first time we've ever live streamed the our post game reaction. It's only our third post game reaction.
It's a glass bottle, man.
Yeah, it pops it. The glass bottle. Look. You never know what it's gonna do. It's like the glass pipe. You just never know how it's gonna get you. And it got him good.
It got me good.
So do I need to just be like kind of rambling on here right now or what?
Yeah. Well, first of all, big week three victory
big
here.
Big week three. We're jacked up, aren't we?
Yeah. And you know what? I never was actually scared about the Eagles in the first place. I don't have a lot of respect for them, I guess.
Yeah, even you don't.
Even as a bandwagon boy. This is not just a Cowboys thing. Like, I just never respected the Eagles.
So this is the thing, like, with me, as far as, opponents, anytime we play an NFC East team, anytime we play an NFC East opponent, I think it's going to be within 3 points. It's just in my head. I think it's going to be this close game. I always think it's going to be this hard fought battle. So going into the fourth quarter kind of thing, I was very surprised. And maybe this is that year where the Cowboys are finally supposed to beat teams they're supposed to beat. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? The thing about the Eagles, besides the fact that I saw the Eagles versus Cowboys live at AT&T Stadium, we know this, back in 2018.
Yep.
Good year. The team that I followed the most when I first really got into football was the Philadelphia Eagles because of Terrell Owens. The same reason why you became a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, well, I'd say I'm kind of split. It was like, it was Owens, but it was also Romo. Whoa, my voice just went weird there. It was also Romo's first year starting, and it was just like the perfect storm for
okay,
me.
So fun fact, not fun fact, actually, it's a pretty sad fact. How much this is, we haven't even gone into our platforms because Alex is getting his life together, but
I'm all good.
Terrell Owens, how much do you think his net worth is?
It's like minus something.
Okay,
I know it is. It's like minus a couple mil. He blew over $85 million. Are we starting off on this like downer of a fucking topic?
But that's because we're only going to go up. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, that's more than it was the last time I saw it.
Give me. Okay, well,
he's not in the negative anymore.
So, who knows? This is what okay, a fucking so you website just, says.
You just,
wealthy gorilla.
I know, but you just ruined my opening thing.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. You showed it. You didn't have to show it.
I didn't show it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't show it yet. You brought it up. This was like to me asking you guys.
I'm sorry. I went down. I was supposed to look. This is a hard gig I have. Okay.
I was watching a best of receivers in the 2000s and.
T.O. is obviously up there.
T.O. was number three.
Moss was one.
Was number two.
What?
And then Marvin Harrison was number one.
Boom. Thank you. Remember our argument I had with you guys?
I know.
Okay, thank you. Marvin Harrison probably was the best receiver in that era.
Underrated. You know what? Underrated gangster receiver.
Okay. I will go back.
Yeah, gangster 100%. Right? Well, like, and weird, quiet motherfucker.
So,
but he's like shooting people as soon as he got out of the NFL. Super strange story.
Was he actually?
Yeah, there's a weird Marvin Harrison backstory.
Can we get back
to what this is all about?
And I'm not being paid by Marvin Harrison's lawyers to say that. Okay.
So Monday Night Football.
Okay, so hang on. So just to say it, Anth was pretty close. Terrell Owens, net worth of $80 million, did a lot of bad investments. His current net worth is $500,000.
He's still in the green.
He's still in the green, but I mean, to go from $80 million.
I would suck both your dicks off for $500,000 right now.
But you know what?
Both of them.
He's and I don't know what team. I was watching him on, I forget what podcast he was on. He was talking about
T.O.?
Yeah, T.O. was on a podcast recently, and he was saying that there is an NFL GM that was scouting him to possibly come back in.
Nah.
And
oh, suck my
never
cock.
Not a chance.
No, and I know, and so not a chance. And all the comments and everyone saying, you know, they were probably just saying, hey, like,
no.
The sad thing about it is he was so serious when he was talking to
the guy's still a fucking freak. Like shredded. he's still shredded.
I watched him on Tariq Hill's YouTube channel, and he was running. They were still running a
4.4 or 4.5 or something. But like, just to bring the circus of Terrell Owens back to your team is just not worth it.
No,
he actually did tell a really interesting story about how Jerry Jones let him go. He like drew on this table. He brought him out for dinner, and he like drew on the actual like tablecloth. Here's the line. Here's all the Cowboys over here, and here's you.
Yeah, he was a cancer.
Yeah,
it's funny. Sorry that we'll get into the Monday night game. One last final thing, because this could be a whole other topic here.
We're deep in it now.
I can't go away from it now. With him being such a fucking cancer, he was to every team he was on, and still to be a top five receiver of all time, Hall of Famer, is just like fucking mind boggling.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and that's what I mean. Look, if he would have shut up and played and not said anything like a Marvin Harrison, he would have easily gone the distance.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard to say. Maybe that was the edge of who he was. Maybe if he didn't have that edge, maybe he's not. Anyways, fuck T.O. Fuck that guy. He's never coming back in the NFL. Let's get to the Monday Night Football game.
Holla, holla.
Cowboys versus Eagles. Cowboys versus Eagle week is always huge. I'm always extra fucking jacked up because I fucking hate the Eagles. And I don't even really hate the Eagles. I just hate their fans. They're just such scumbags. So it's like when we play them and what we have happen 41-21, it just makes my fucking butthole just flutter.
You got a tight butthole right now?
I don't have a tight butthole. It's loose. It's loose and it's happy.
I can feel how loose it is right now.
So what do you guys think of the game?
Well,
this is your first like as immersed Cowboys fans of being like
into it. Yeah. So outside of the live game that I attended back in 2018 at AT&T Stadium, it was good. I mean, like, look, when I was holding down the fort and I was the only Cowboy fan running this podcast and I thought that CD got that touchdown.
You got jacked up.
Yeah, I was celebrating. And then I realized I don't think I was running audio for the first couple minutes of the podcast, the live stream, which is great. But yeah, no, I definitely, you know, the last 43 weeks of us doing this podcast.
How long?
Yeah. We're on episode 43 this week.
Yeah, but it's not...
Hey, guess what?
43 weeks of us running it. You're right.
Shut the fuck up.
For us, it's actually a little bit less.
No, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's been a good six months.
Wasn't it good though? We started off season. I think we were the week after Super, maybe the week of Super Bowl, or the week after Super Bowl. But it just worked out really, really well. Like we did. If we managed the off season, now this is like the fun part.
Like literally, I'm thinking that if we make it to the Super Bowl, I might even want to go.
Yeah. Oh, if the Cowboys make it?
Yeah, dude. If the Cowboys...
Oh, man. It's
when
gonna be
we
very,
make it to the Super Bowl, we're going.
Where's the Super Bowl being
so
played
far,
this
honestly,
year?
So far.
Yeah, and look, listen. When we make it to the bowl, regardless if we go
in... See, this is how I know you're actually buying into the Cowboys hype, because you're talking Super Bowl. You're a true Cowboys fan now.
When we make it to the bowl, you know we're spending, even if we're at the game or not, we're spending Super Bowl week in LA.
Oh, yeah. SoFi would be dope. This is my biggest thing, and once again, we're not talking about the game right now, but if the Cowboys were in contention, like even if they made an NFC championship game, I don't know if I'd be able to hold off. I think I would just go to that because
the championship game.
Yeah, they haven't been to one in 25 years, and it would be it'd be a fifth of the price.
I think I would have to.
I would have a better time.
The Super Bowl, I would have a real hard time of paying for a fucking ticket into it, but I would go to
down to
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
So how about this though? Okay. So say for that same price.
How about them Cowboys?
That same price that you would possibly pay for a Super Bowl ticket, you could go down and have like the best time ever at the NFC Championship
game. Oh yeah, yeah. No, you know what I mean? I guess so when the Hawks were in Arizona and I was down there during that Super Bowl time, I didn't go to the game, but literally wherever you were going, there was some sort of Super Bowl thing going on. So yeah. Regardless, wherever it happens, whatever happens coming up into the championship, whatever, like we're
a long ways away. We're two and one. I love your guys' vibe. Okay, I love it.
But I will say this as a bandwagon boy
coming
on to the team in the 2021 season. Man, they're looking good. How can you not like? Haters can say whatever they want. The defense and the offense are looking
jiving.
Well, salacious.
Let's look at just key stats.
Oh, we're going to stats right now. Key stats, I like it. Okay. Let's go.
41-21 Cowboys victory.
Looks like an ass whooping.
Ass whooping. Total yards are even, although rushing yards are skewed. And I think this is what we're looking forward to seeing. More of is this type of passing to rushing yard distribution. This is where the Cowboys perform the best. And then last but not least, first downs, 27 first downs to 12.
That's so huge.
Yeah.
So, and with just saying that, like you said, after week one, everybody had their fucking panties in a bunch saying, oh my God, Dak Prescott can't sustain 58 passes a week, right? And he hasn't. They've looked... I get it, Ad. You had said last week wasn't the best, like, most exciting game. But when the Cowboys go half and half with passing and rushing, they're the better football team. Than when they're multi-dimensional and they can pass and run, they just, like, today they looked awesome. They played their best full, like, complete game today. And they have to carry that on. They can't lean on either the run or the pass. They have to have them both coexist.
Let's clip it. I don't think I ever said it wasn't an exciting game.
No, you just thought it wasn't. You thought the week one was more exciting because it was. There was a lot of passing and a lot of stuff. But
right.
You got to win. You got to win those against the Chargers, that 17-14 game. You got to win those. You got to win these. You got to blow out your fucking divisional rival. And then sometimes you got to go against the ex-Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. And sometimes you want to see our boys put up 41 points.
Yeah, 41. Look, 40 burger. I love it.
Fuck me.
The 40 burger is great. The yards per play is 5.4. And I think a lot of that came from, and when we actually look at the Cowboys stats here, both running plays were 5.6, both main running backs, Zeke, Thunder and Lightning.
Yes, thank you.
Thunder and Lightning.
Zeke and Pollard, 5.6, 5.5 yards per carry.
That's hot.
You're tossing us some stats right now. If you're following us on the YouTube, you can see what stats AJ is talking about right now.
But where I think it really matters our yards per carry is that those are good yards per carries for our running backs, but with receivers there wasn't a lot of deep balls
there really wasn't. I mean, no one, including running backs, receivers or running backs, eclipsed 100 yards, right? So this was just such an even game of just distributing the ball. And there wasn't, like you said, CD had a big one. Jarwin had a couple big ones. Schultz had a couple big ones. But yeah, the averages were quite low. But who gives a fuck, right? If it's efficient and it's picking up. We had 27 first downs?
If
you're picking up 27 first downs, that means you're owning the time of possession. And that means you're wearing down the team's defense.
Look at this time of possession. If 10 minutes more. So
you basically had the ball for 34 minutes. They had it for 25 minutes. We just ate the time of possession, and we're just pumping out first downs. And another main stat, if we're going to look at stats, is turnovers.
Yeah.
You got to look at the turnovers.
So in this game, we had,
I think it was 2-0.
Two to one. We had one fumble loss, which resulted in the
touchdown. Dak Prescott. Yep. Dak let her go there a little bit.
Anthony, let's just jump into our notes kind of here. You pointed out when we were, when you, I don't know if you're driving at the time or if
I was driving.
Just messaging, but like, what are we doing passing on our,
five yard? I couldn't really watch because I, like I said, I was driving, but I had the game on. And was it a first down that they tried throwing? I didn't really see. I'm pretty sure it was a first down. It was either a first or second down.
It wouldn't really matter either way. First, second, or third down, you shouldn't be running from. You should be kicking and trying to get better field position.
Yeah, play it. You're up 7-0. Run it, or maybe a quick release pass. How long did Dak have the ball there in that? It's got to be either quick, and it's hard to critique them right now when they won 41-21.
I can't remember. He might have done everything he could to fucking.
But if this comes down to say we lose 21-20 or something, a close game, that's a play right there that you're looking back early. Luckily, this team just seems like they have the composure to maybe get over top of the early mistakes. And anyone that, I mean, even if you're not a huge football fan, you could clearly tell who the better team was tonight, right?
Yeah, there was a offensive and defensive, or vice versa, defensive then offensive drive of the Eagles that they started to come on a little hot.
So I remember what you're talking about. They came on. They had a pretty good offensive drive. They scored a touchdown, and I think it was 27-14 when they scored. So they were only down by a touchdown. Technically two touchdowns and a point after. So it looked like, oh, I was thinking, oh my God, the Eagles are. This is a classic NFC East divisional matchup that no one's ever down and out, right? There's still lots of time left. They could easily get this ball back, and they could make a game for it. So we got to talk about Mike McCarthy's decision to go for it on fourth and short when it was 27-13 or 27-14.
Yes,
right. So they were on the fourth and like maybe half yard.
The Eagles had just been kind of turning it up.
Yeah, they were just getting the momentum. Yep.
Got the ball back, and we were right at the...
We were right on their goal line. And
we were in that hot zone.
We were breathing heavy on their necks. We were breathing heavy on their necks. And Mike McCarthy had to make a pretty big decision, because if you kick it, if you're up 27-14 and you kick it and you get your field goal and you go up 30-14, now you're up three scores, right? Which, to me, I thought would have been the smart move. But Mike McCarthy was like, nah, fuck that shit. We're going for it, right?
Well, also, too, like the fact that the defense was all over the Eagles' offense, when you're that deep into their zone, let's say you don't take it home. That just means, holy shit, you got enough confidence in DQ and DQ's defense to really... To really push Jalen and Ertz deep into their own fucking territory.
Top down DQ.
The only thing I was nervous about...
It's still a risky play.
The only reason it was risky is because the Eagles had just scored, right? They had just scored. And if they stop them, if they get that fourth down stop, now they fully have all momentum. And momentum's this weird thing that you can't really put a finger on, right? Like, you can't really tell what momentum is, but it's this thing that exists in sports. A team will score a touchdown, then they'll stop a team on fourth and short, and now this 27-14 game...
Crack 'em if you got 'em.
This 27 to 14 game seems a lot closer than it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Cowboys, to their credit, they put their fucking foot on their throat, and they basically smothered them, which was awesome. Which I'm not used to. It's not a thing I'm used to seeing.
Well, from what we saw, were you going to...
No. We'll talk technical stuff afterwards.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything.
What I was going to say is, from what we've seen the first 3 weeks, we've seen a very pass-heavy, toe-to-toe battle with the defending Super Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champs.
Very exciting game. Then we saw a... It was a penalty fest. But we've seen two games in a row that have followed a similar game plan, and I feel like this is the more common game plan we're going to run into with the Cowboys, where we're going to see Dak throwing that 250 yards And
a couple touchdowns,
and we're going to see our running backs going splitting 150 yards between them. And I really think that's going to be really good because Dak can throw for 400 plus if the Cowboys
are down, say 27-14. Dak is the guy. He can get you back into that game.
Right.
We don't want to be in that position, though. You know?
No, no. And the game plan is great. It's a smart, time eating football game strategy.
Oh, and it's awesome. It might be boring at times, but it's awesome.
But if we do get in that shootout where it's like, okay, they're scoring, like our defense for whatever reason is getting beaten. You know, we've been looking good maybe the last two games, but we know that like there's potentially holes on any of the events, really. But we know that Dak can then light it up, and we have the receivers. And I was really excited to see tonight, actually, as much as like it was just kind of the Dalton Schultz show, all that kind of check down turned into a lot of gains, really.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, like, no, for sure.
It wasn't a lot of... It was a lot of yards after pass.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go. I mean, not. I guess I'm going on record because we're on a podcast. But the fact that Dak has so many offensive weapons is absolutely great. Which, when you look, obviously, we already went through the stats. The fact that no one is dominating the yards on offense. No one's dominating the amount of plays on offense, and the more that Dak can spread it out, the harder it is going to be for defenses to know what they're going to do. If you actually look at the last three games, the offense has not ran anything similar. Like they're not falling into any type of typical game plan.
Are you trying to say Kellen Moore might be a boy genius?
Yeah. Fucking Bobby Fischer, Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Kellen Moore is just...
Dungeon Master Kellen Moore.
Adam, oh my God.
Kellen Moore is the Dungeon Master.
He is such a fucking Dungeon Master. Like,
look at him. Oh, look at him, like a rocket DM in his thing.
Okay,
so not only do we have that,
Get a picture of Kellen Moore up.
Get a picture of Kellen Moore, because we got the Dungeon Master Kellen Moore, and then we got the Vietnam vet, Uncle DQ, running fucking defense.
Look at... Oh, there was this... Look, top right. There's the Dungeon Master.
Oh, my God.
You know what? He was actually one of the most prolific quarterbacks in college football. Bet you guys didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
He was a great college quarterback. Because in college, the guy obviously has a great football mind.
Yeah.
This is he doesn't have the talent for... He made it to the NFL as a backup quarterback just on basically his mind and his subpar talents.
Look at us all getting hot and horny over Kellen Moore right now.
It's not even Kellen Moore that I'm hot and horny about, okay? It's all quarterbacks. Because here's what happens is there are people in high school sports who are the best on their team, and then then they move up to college, and then that's a whole nother best on your team level where it's like everyone who's the best on their team is now playing college, and then there's the cream that rise to the crop there.
It's like a filter.
With quarterbacks, there's such a heavy necessity on the smarts of the game where in college, because of the quality is still very super, very high, but it's not NFL high, right? Yeah. NFL is the level of college that high school is.
Well, let's just put it this way. There's, I forget what it is. I think there's like 80,000 NCAA and basketball and football players. And out of those 85,000, there's like 800 that get drafted a year or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. Those numbers are probably very skewed.
Well,
but it's something like that. Like it's like a very small percent of the best of the best of these. And if you're in the NCAA, you're still a very, very, very gifted athlete, or you have something, right?
Sorry.
You're getting Kellen Moore. There it is.
Yeah. I want a sideline picture. There we go.
Oh, hands in pocket. He's just,
like, the fucking boy wizard is grown up. He looks like year seven Harry Potter right there.
Hey, guys, my dad let me come hang out for preseason. Hey, Dak, is it true that you you drive a Maserati?
No, it's not if he drives the Maserati. Yeah. It's if he can get a ride in his Maserati. No. Hey, Dak,
can I get a ride in that Maserati?
Like, he's probably just like, so...
Sick ride, bro.
And Dak's just like, fucking beat it, nerd boy.
Although, just this classic jersey. Like, this
that is...
That is
sick, though.
That is sick.
That's a sick shirt.
That's a sick shirt.
I like... Is he wearing a shirt over a long sleeve?
Yeah, he is.
For sure. You know fucking Dungeon Master wears the fucking t-shirt over the long sleeve.
Well, so hang on.
Because it's totally cold in that 86-degree fucking arena, right?
We get Dungeon Master and War Vet holding our offense and defense.
This is exactly what we want.
Yeah, I'm
this
cool.
This is exactly what we want. Because, like, if you're looking, I mean, I could have called, I called him Bobby Fischer at first because I was thinking Chess Master.
Yeah, that, I mean,
which all, which all
valid.
Which also goes with your prolific quarterback college but, statement.
Yep.
But if you, like, yeah, I mean, I go to the emo.
Kellen Moore's only 33 years old.
Go back one.
He looks like he's 33 going on 17.
And so go down. Go to this photo right here. He looks like emo Kellen Moore. who's like the these kids wear crowns Kellen Moore right
now? Oh my God. Hey, Kellen Moore, do you want to go on tour with me in 2010?
I like that he made it to the scouting combine as what? As who?
2012.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
I mean, like, look, I love the fact.
Love me some Kellen Moore.
I love the fact that I don't even know how we got on Kellen Moore. But if you're talking about some of his college stuff,
because he's the coach of the Cowboys, calling fucking winner plays.
Look at the play last week with CeeDee Lamb and Zeke when they tried to do an old what the fuck is it called? I was going to say something called a fumble, but the toss that
The fumble.
Lateral pass. Yeah, the lateral pass. Very college-esque play.
I mean, that's just, hey, every man for himself, I think, at that point.
I don't think he drew that up.
I don't know. Look at it. Look at how they ran. Like, Zeke, that was a calibrated play. Hey, it's not like they just... It wasn't like it was a broken play.
I don't think this Nagano Olympics snowboarding medalist...
He definitely failed the weed test.
You know what? He actually looks like... I'm trying to think. I'll think of the snowboarder's name, but the guy...
Ross Brigati.
No.
Canadian hero?
It was...
Tarnished Canadian hero.
It was Kevin something. He was, like, right in line with Sean White, and then he had a really bad... He was doing like
a football coordinator.
No, he was doing a big trick off of a half pipe, and he smoked the ground, and he got brain damaged.
Shit.
But he almost looks exactly like Kellen Moore.
He looks a little brain damaged there. So hey, I'm gonna jump back in here. Yeah. We were talking about the offense quite a bit. We need to talk. We need to give some respect to right now probably our best player. I think our best player on the team.
Greg the Leg?
No, a little man named Trevon Diggs.
Oh.
Trey D,
Anthony,
baby.
Trevon Diggs. Wrong. Fucking 3 games, 3 picks. So AJ and I had a little, or actually I guess we were all talking about it. We were talking about who we thought would have more touchdowns to more interceptions, you're always going to take the wide receiver. But right now, we were saying that the argument was between Trevon Diggs having more interceptions or Amari Cooper having more touchdowns. And I think me and Ad possibly took Amari Cooper and AJ took Diggs just to, you know, spice it up.
Yep.
But right now, Diggs, 3 games, 3 interceptions, and one of those was taken back for a touchdown. That's like, if you could tell a cornerback in the NFL at the start of the year, okay, you're going to get 3 interceptions this year and one of them's going to be taken back for a touchdown, those guys would be jacked up. That's in his first fucking 3 games.
Yeah, and not to say that we have some layup games coming up, but like if you're the wide receivers who are going to be lining up with T. Diggs coming up in the next few weeks, you best be knowing that you're not going to get tossed to.
Well, like, the crazy thing was after his interception touchdown, they kept challenging him, and he just kept making plays.
Yep.
So right now, in my opinion. I honestly, even as for the full team, I'd say, because we got to talk a little defense, right? Like, our defense has been playing the last 2 games, they've played pretty well. I think Trevon Diggs was, tonight, was our best player. The offense didn't have any monster, players, like, no one put up crazy stats. Trevon Diggs had an awesome fucking game.
Sorry. As soon as I had a great article up just showcasing
Dallas Morning News, you got
and
hit the fucking, pay,
I
hit the paywall.
With the payroll.
Actually, hey, hit her Instagram real quick. Hit her Instagram.
Yeah, we didn't shout out to Instagram or YouTube.
IG. If you're looking at her IG at Cowboys Cam Fan, this is Boy Wildest shit. Oh yeah,
that's okay. We got a nice little like.
So if you're looking for us at Cowboys Can Fan, check out what I posted today. Who wins this matchup? Well, we fucking know.
We already know.
We
already know. Ho!
So today on the Instagram, I posted who wins this matchup, and I had a side by side of Diggs and Jalen Hurts, and it's not even close. If
you
a quarterback gets a pick six on you, he wins.
I have to say,
You have to say yeah, yeah?
No. I was going to say, of course, Diggs is fucking... I think he's incredible too, man. I love this guy. And I think... I wouldn't put it past him that he gets 17 fucking picks this season,
that'd be
man.
Awesome.
What
do you think the NFL record is for interceptions?
I think it's 20-something.
Who do you think
in
has
a season?
Who do you think has him?
I was going to say maybe 11.
Who do you think has him? Deion?
I have no... Deion never... No one would throw at Deion.
I felt
14.
I did see more from. I do
Train
not
Lane.
Like
it.
Night Train Lane.
Okay,
that's
like, let's,
it.
Like,
hey.
No, or 13. Okay. Earning 13 interceptions in 1948.
Yeah, 1948.
I
want to
see. Yeah,
give,
I
want to
see. Like,
it has to be like 80s and above.
Yeah, even 70s.
No, 90s and above.
It is 14. It is 14. Train Lane 14 as a rookie
in 1952. Give us someone else.
Just click the link
click
right
link.
Below.
Don't be a bitch. Click the link.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, those are all 40s. Go up. So look for it. So you have the number, right?
Yeah, and this is each year.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's throwing the
interception leader each year.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
Single digits.
Yeah, it's just the game gets harder. Look at 7 right now. Diggs right now. So 2019, there was 3 leaders for most interceptions. Stephon Gilmore, Anthony Harris, and Tre'Davious White. They had 6. Diggs already has half of that in 3 games.
Okay, so go up a bit.
Wow.
Go up a bit. So outside of the 16, there was a 13. When was the next double? Okay, so
double 10. Digits, that's not
keep,
10.
Keep going.
1990.
No, that's...
Keep, no, keep
going.
Going.
There was
keep
a bunch
going.
Of 10s.
I saw 13. 11. There, right there, okay. So 13, Lester 80, Hayes
81.
For Oakland Raiders. 80.
Oh, you mean outside, above 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the game has changed quite a bit. That's so interesting, actually, and that's a huge topic in itself.
Look at you can see it go down, which is weird, and that's probably plays into obviously the offense getting favored more a little bit. You know what I mean with like penalties being called and stuff. You can see it.
Yeah. So we're seeing what we're looking at is just straight up leaders of each NFL season date year to year, and it drops from say an 11 to 13. Range,
yeah, I'd say an average, definitely an average of 10 from like the 50s to like the 70s,
and then it starts to
like
pop down to
yeah,
nines
the 80s
and 10s.
To the 80s to the 2000s is
and
like
then from the 90s on it goes 9, 7, 8 basically.
Yeah, in the last 10 years the best it has been 8.
Well, outside
9
of
by Tim Jennings, sorry.
Xavien Howard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Xavien Howard's been up there a couple times, so he was also up there 2018.
So, yeah. But yeah, back to that. Like, look at 2019, 2018, 2016, like 7 and 6s. Trevon Diggs already has almost half of that.
That's right.
I'm trying to just point out that him having 3 picks in 3 games to start the year is not something that happens very often.
And you know who agrees with you?
Kellen
Moore.
The Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master does.
While we're sticking on defense,
before we hop off the defense, just
no,
want to say.
No, we cannot. I'm going to say Michael Parsons, baby.
Hang on. Just want to say thanks for everybody showing up for our live stream. We got a lot of chat going on. Oz Stark, his hometown's from Alacron's hometown.
Mm.
So
oh, nice.
So that's Bandwagon Boys number 2, one of his favorite players who didn't make the team.
Yeah.
But
you know what? He's on the practice squad. He is on the practice squad. So, and completely not talking about the game, but Alacron, he still has a chance to play in the NFL. He's just, they're developing him. That's the whole point of the practice squad. The guy's obviously got talent. He's going to have a chance to play in the NFL, and hopefully it's for the Cowboys eventually.
Okay. Adam, switch the...
Right.
If you're looking for something to talk about, I'll just talk about something.
Yeah, we got to talk about Micah Parsons. Talk about Micah.
While we're on the defense, we got to talk about Micah Parsons. It's going to be tough to put him back at linebacker without what... Dude, Lane Johnson, who he was up against most of the game today at right tackle, Lane Johnson isn't no scrub, and Micah Parsons was fucking in it all night, man.
Wait. Anth, what do you mean? You said... It's going to be hard to put him back to linebacker.
At linebacker.
Is he going to just be... Is he a D-end now?
Stand-up D-end.
He's been stand-up D-end the last two games, and it's going to be tough to put him...
I don't know what play it was, but he was on the line, obviously, and then he dropped back, and then he still made the tackle on the run.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to put him back at linebacker. I'm just saying that. Especially as a rookie, put him at fucking stand-up D-end, tell him to go, and just let him fucking go. Here's your gap, take your gap and go. It's going to be hard to take him away from that. His energy is just too high.
In our linebackers and in our D-line, who's out right now?
So, DeMarcus Lawrence is out. Ane is out. He's a D-end. Keanu Neal's out. He's a linebacker. He's got COVID, or I think Ane and Neal have COVID.
There it is.
36 minutes. So we are missing guys. And I think you keep Parsons at D end, and then you just put Neal where Jalen Smith was. That's what I would do.
I mean, look. Micah Parsons had so much action in this game. He was right there almost every single time.
Hey, where's his bottle popper?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you throwing? Here comes. Oh god! It's coming over!
Jesus!
That was a lot tamer.
More docile than his fucking. I never actually went back on the live stream and watched that last
time. I know. Well, I think we watched just ourselves.
Anyway. I mean, look, Micah Parsons is...
Okay, coming back over. Just kidding.
No. Oh, shit. Micah Parsons as a DN, stand-up DN, he's going
to
drop back.
Tough. He's going to be tough to go away from.
The thing that we were talking about during the live stream and just seeing how he plays right now...
They only gave him half a sack.
And Dan Quinn knows it because of the type of energy that he has and because of how intense he is right now. Like... You got to put him in a spot where he can be a little bit wild.
Yeah.
As a linebacker, you get to somebody like a Brady, and they can scheme it, or they can fuck you up a little bit more than what you could on like a line.
Yeah. No, for sure. I agree. I also, just before we get off the defense, Osa, and I'm gonna butcher his name, Odu Guazua. He had his first. He actually had a sack and a half. You're going past his name.
Oh, sorry.
97. Yeah, right
Osa.
There.
Okay, yeah.
He had a great game. He actually probably got it. He had a couple chances to get another sack, missed out. He had a great game. Randy Gregory had a couple holds against him. I don't know. The defense just played really well.
Yeah, good defense. Everyone's happy.
What do you guys want to wrap this up with? What's something we need to talk about?
Let's talk about the pace of that first quarter with how the Cowboys came out. I think set the entire tone that they did not let up on the entire time. Now I want to know from both of you, what do you think the main contributing factor to that was? Is it Dak nailing it? Like who everyone seemed to be gelling this game. Everyone seemed to be on it. Like
maybe the Eagles just suck. I don't know. Look. I'm not even joking. Maybe the Cowboys have played against two really good teams in the Chargers and the Bucks, and now they played against a team that's not very good. Yeah. The only team the Eagles lost last week to who the fuck did they play? Who the fuck did the Eagles play last week?
Which I mean, like,
they lost to San Fran. The Eagles lost to San Fran last week, and then they beat the Atlanta Falcons the week before. Any of the Cowboys should steamroll the Atlanta Falcons and the San Francisco 49ers. I went back to being a 4-year-old. once I drink five beers, I turn into a four-year-old.
I
think those 49ers.
The 49ers are the 49ers. Worst.
But they played the 49ers, and they didn't get spanked, but they got beat. So maybe the Cowboys, this is the first game that they've played a subpar team.
Which also, I don't like that. I don't like that comment because...
What?
That they're playing a subpar team because Zeke had a really good game today. And if Zeke's only going to have a good game on a subpar team, makes me a little disappointed. So I'm not gonna read too much into that. Well,
Zeke had a good game last week.
Let's look on our...
Yeah, Zeke did have a good game last
week. So, I mean, Zeke, I think both our running backs are hitting on all cylinders right now.
CD, you know what? CD did not have a good game today.
No. None of our receivers, as far as... this is the thing. We as football fans right now, judge players by fantasy stats, right? Being a good game or not.
Obviously.
Anytime CD had the ball thrown to him, he caught it. I mean, he doesn't decide when the ball's thrown to him, right?
Right.
No. So you say CD had a bat, didn't have a good game, but every time the ball was thrown to him, he had a big play.
Okay. We look at the last three games.
Yep.
We got 29 points scored, 20 points scored, 41 points scored.
Yeah.
The Eagles are just a shitty fucking team.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Eagles are... They're not compared to the Chargers. The Chargers have a good defense and the Bucks have a good defense. The Eagles clearly don't. And I'm not taking anything away from the Cowboys.
No, you have
to beat these teams.
Yes.
You don't get to play decide who you play. When you play them, you got to fuck them up.
Look, we scored. We're scoring. The average score that we have right now is really good. So moving forward.
What, 29, 20, and 41? Yeah, it's got to be what, 32, something like that? 32 or 33 is our average?
I mean, put it fucking 29. Like, it's still.
Yeah, even that.
It's
still really good.
Okay, then we're making the other team score four touchdowns to beat us. That's.
Really good.
You know, that's pushing the needle.
The main thing of this game, I don't know, we'll end on this. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
We're going to end on this here. The main thing and the only thing that matters about this game is this win puts us in first place in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Anything else than that is kind of hogwash. And going on from here, you know what? We're going to be live streaming next week against the Carolina Panthers, which is looked like an easy ball game, and I don't know if it's as quite as easy as I thought it was going to be. Bandwagon boys, it was fucking awesome. This is fun. I like doing this
live.
I love the live stream. I love doing this. For the Bandwagon boys and your host, Anth Bess.
And if you got
2-1, baby.
And if you got that Skip Bayless dance, do it on the way out, baby.
Fuck Skip Bayless.
What up? How about the boys? What up?